Every year, the Sunday after the communion service, I always bring a children's message. And the one I have today is from Daniel. And in the third chapter and the 25th verse, we have a very beautiful statement here. Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of fire, and they have no hurt. The form of the fourth is like unto the Son of God. May I say to all of us, we have an account here of three men put in a furnace that was burning. And Nebuchadnezzar said, it's not hot enough. You'll have to heat it seven times hotter. And he had said that he would take three of these servants of his and throw them in that fire. In fact, these three men would not bow down and worship an idol. And so Nebuchadnezzar said, all right, I'll just dispose of you. And he ordered his most powerful men to bind these three men because they wouldn't bow down to this idol. We can't bow down to idols, just can't do it. Well, anyhow, they were bound, and when they took these three men to throw them in the fire, it was so hot that the men that threw them into the fire burned up. So it was a very deadly situation. Now, I'm going to give you the details of this and show you just how they operated, and I want you to know, you must be the kind of people that these three men were. We've got to be the kind of Christians that these three men were. And so we have this story. Now, young people, this is not a myth. This is not a fairy tale. This is not just something that Daniel made up. This is something that happened. This is a good account, Daniel wrote it, of how these three men got thrown into a fire, and even their hair didn't catch on fire. There wasn't any smoke about them when they walked out of the place. So it was a miracle, a wonderful miracle that God did for his children that trusted him. Now we go back. Daniel and these three companions of his were a part of the children of Israel that were taken out of Jerusalem. They were taken to be slaves, they're just young boys, by Nebuchadnezzar when he destroyed Jerusalem and carried off the children of Israel because they had disobeyed the Lord. You understand, honey? They had disobeyed the Lord. That's right. Well, we read here that when the four of them got over there, Nebuchadnezzar, who was the big king, he was king over all the earth, he thought he'd like to get some of these Hebrews to the bright ones, the smart ones. He thought he would like to get them to come into the palace and could be some servants there. So they picked out four of the nicest looking Hebrew boys they could find. The name of first was Daniel, and then Shadrach was the second, Meshach was the third, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, plus Daniel. Now, when the king asked them to come into his palace, you know, and begin, he wanted to test them and prepare them. And so, there were four of them there. And the king said, you must stay here now, and you must eat the meat that I give to my servants. You must eat the meat that I give to my servants. Well, Daniel looked at it and said, that meat doesn't conform to what Moses said about us. There's some pork in there. That meat doesn't correspond to what Moses said. And so they said, well, would you let us eat some of the kind of food that we had, very simple food. And the man in charge of him said, well, I can't do that. If I do that, we'll lose our jobs or lose our heads, because we're supposed to feed you what the servants of the king get. And so Daniel said, would you just give us our simple meat without this stuff that you have for the king? Give it to us for 10 days. and see what happens after 10 days. We don't want the wine. We don't want that wine. And so the caretaker said, all right, we'll try you for 10 days. And so for 10 days, Daniel and these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, didn't eat any of the king's food. Didn't eat any fancy food and didn't drink any of the wine. And after 10 days, these four, their face was fairer and they were better strengthened, and they were permitted to go ahead and eat their own Hebrew food. So here these three men were among the four of them, but stood their ground. They said, we're not going to eat the kind of things that the king eats. He's got pork in there. We're not supposed to eat that. He's got some other things in there we're not supposed to eat. We're going to eat our simple meat and see what happens. Well, they won. God took care of them. Young people, boys and girls, God will bless you if you will do what God asks you to do. You know what He asks you to do? Obey your mother and father. Listen to them. They're going to raise you the right way. Now here are these men who were going to obey Moses, and they did, and God took care of them. Now we come over here to this third chapter, and as you leave the second chapter, Daniel, who had been promoted by Nebuchadnezzar, said, take my three friends and promote them. So they were. They were given important positions around the king's palace. Well, because of this, a lot of the people in Babylon didn't like those Jews having important places in the king's house. And they wanted, if there wasn't some way that they could get at them, so they could get them away. Well, of course, Nebuchadnezzar wasn't a Christian. He didn't fear God. And he decided, as some of these people recommended, that he set up a great big statue, a tall image, out on one of the flat places there. They called it Dura. And he put this big statue out there, and it was made out of gold. And then he issued a decree that everybody... See, he had the whole world. Nebuchadnezzar was the ruler of the whole world. Every nation, every people, everybody had to come and bow down and worship that big golden statue. Now, was that right? Here, a statue, an idol, that God forbids that we have anything to do with. And he commanded that everybody bow down and worship the idol. What do you think those three Hebrews did? What do you think Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did? Did they go bow down to that idol? No, they wouldn't do it. They didn't do it. So when the music, they had to strike up the orchestra. They had a big orchestra of all these different instruments, and they struck up the orchestra, and everybody bowed down. But over here were three Hebrews standing up straight and tall. And they wouldn't even sort of compromise and bend their head down, bend over a little bit, but not put it down to the ground. They weren't going to compromise at all. They just weren't going to bow down in any way to that awful image of gold. You know what happened? All these enemies that didn't like them, they went over to the king, and they said to Nebuchadnezzar, these three Hebrews that you have over here, when they played the music and everything was bowing down, they stood up straight and held their heads up high and they wouldn't do it. And Mr. King, they insulted you. They wouldn't honor you. They wouldn't do what everybody in your kingdom was doing. Three people against the thousands of other people, everybody bowing down, everybody doing it, and just three of them wouldn't cooperate. What do you think the king did? He called them in. You get a hold of Shadrach, Meshach, bring them in to me. Let me talk to them. And he said, is it true? See, the king asked him, is it true that you men didn't obey me and bow down to the image of my gods? They said, that's true.
The king says, oh, I'm going to give you a second chance. I'm going to give you another chance now. And if you don't do it now, I'm going to put you in a fire and burn you up. Completely burn you up. Just destroy you. What did these men say? They said, oh, king, we don't hesitate to talk to you. We're not going to be careful. We'll tell you just what we're going to do. We're not going to bow down. We're not going to bow down. And the God that we're obeying is able to deliver us from this furnace of fire. But if he isn't, if he lets us burn up, that's all right. Let everybody know that our God is the only God there is. Boys and girls, how many gods are there? Don't you say one? That's right. Only one God. That's what these men were saying. There's only one God. That's what I'm saying every day in this pulpit. I always come here and we preach just one God. He said, our God is able, but be it known, if we do burn up, we're not bowed down to your golden image. My, look at those three men. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Where have I got three men like that today? Where have I got three men like that today? They're just going along with the great multitudes, the great crowd, and all this sort of stuff. Do you boys and girls come to our Christian day school? Well, you ought to if you don't. I wish we could get you. Don't you come, don't you, to the Christian day school? I think so. We got every day, we got a school here with only one God. It's the true God. That's all we have. And we're worshiping him. Well, let's go ahead with this story. He gave him a second chance, but they wouldn't bow down. My, I wish I could have been there and seen all that. My, they were fundamentalists. They were believers like you and me. That's the kind of people they were. They wouldn't bow down. And the old king was so mad, he told them to take this furnace and heat it 7 times hotter. Must have been awful hot. They was really going to burn them up. It's really going to see that be the end of it. It meant that everybody in the world would bow down to this image. The opponents had gone. The opposition was gone. He was going to do it. This was the king. Do you know who's greater than the king? Do you know who's greater than all the kings of the earth? Do you know who that is? That's God. And we read here that the king said they would die. But these men said the king's word would be changed and they wouldn't die. God is greater than all the kings of the earth. He's our God. You think we're having a bad time, folks, with only a few fundamentalists. There wasn't anybody, but three of them in the furnace, and they were there. And then we have this tremendous development. I told you that the men that put him in the fire, you know, they put him in. It was so hot that they burned up. But the ones that they put in, you know what burned when they put him in that fire? Something did burn. You know what it was? The rope with which they tied him up. The rope. See, they had them all tied up here with a rope around them so they couldn't move. But the rope burned up. But nothing else did. Their hair didn't burn. Their hands didn't burn. And then the old king says, I better see what's going on in that fire. I better take a look and see what's going on inside that fire. I had a big fire, and they tell me that three of them are walking around up there, and the fire hasn't hurt them. And the king, they opened the door, and the old king looked into that thing. His eyes opened like this. He said, look, what, did we throw three people in there? Well, he says, I see four of them. There's another one there. I haven't seen it. And he's like the Son of God. Young people, when you're with Jesus Christ, you'll never perish. When you're with Jesus Christ, you'll never burn up. When you're with Jesus Christ. And the old king says, I see a fourth person in there. And he said, he looks like the Son of God. Where in the world did he get that idea? He had all his gods and he had his big monument out there, this big image of this man out there, and everybody bound to it. And the old king says, here I've seen the Son of God. I was asked one day, do you think Nebuchadnezzar went to heaven? I think he did. I think he got converted. He saw that the people he wanted to burn couldn't burn up. And he saw the Son of God. He saw the Son of God. Well, he said, now you please come out. And so they heard him. My beloved, this story here is absolutely fantastic. The king telling the people in there where they're supposed to be burning to come walk out. And they come and walk out to the king, and there he sees them, and the hair isn't burned, and there's no smoke on them, and they're just as though they had never been in the fire. What do you think the people of the empires must have thought when they heard that these men were in the fire, and the people who put them in there burned up, and they walked out, and the king saw them? Young people, God has always had something happening to his people that shows his power. He's always had something. You know the story of Elijah? I told that one here. He went up in a chariot of fire and carried up the sky with a chariot full of fire. Elijah went away. God has always had something happening that made his people realize that he had power, that he had great power. Well, the king said, I've seen your God in there, and you come out. I'm going to issue a decree. My image is no good. My statue on the plains of Dura, tear the thing down, it's no good. This is the God. And he made a decree that this God that had delivered these three prisoners out of the fiery furnace was the true God. Was the true. Then what did he do with these men? He promoted them. He gave them a better job. He had them in the palace. And everybody saw them. They came and looked at these fellows, touched their hand, touched their hair. You were in that fire? Yes, I was there. How long? Oh, I was in there 20 minutes. I was in there, I don't know how long, but I was there long. I didn't have any problem. Jesus was with me. And boys and girls, if you'll take Jesus with you the rest of your life, he'll take care of you. If you take Jesus with you, he'll just give you eternal life. If you take Jesus with you, the devil never gets you. That's it. And so Nebuchadnezzar promoted them in the kingdom, gave them a better job. And all the peoples of the world said, let me take a look at these men. Can I shake hands with them? Can I see them? Yes, come and look at them. Here they are in the king's palace. In the king's palace. Their eyes are clear. Nothing's burned off their head. Their hands are all right. And these are the men that went into a fire and they didn't burn up. That's right. Well, he must be a great God. He must be a great God. Young people, I'm going to tell you this. I went to Babylon some years ago. I went to this place some years ago. We had a tour, and we went over there and took quite a group. And we had a tremendous time. Babylon's there. It's just ashes now. It's debris. They've got one statue of a lion standing over there that we all looked at. But they have excavated a portion of it down by the gardens, the hanging gardens of Babylon. You go right down to the very level of the stone. And they all told us that that was the level of the days of Nebuchadnezzar. That was the level of the days when Daniel was there. And you know what I did? I went down and stood on that excavated pavement down there. It was, I stood there, and one of the members of our tour got a picture of me standing on the streets where Daniel stood. And I thrilled. And you know, that person went away, and one Christmas after that, she sent me a great big picture about this side of me standing on the pavement where Daniel had stood. It's framed, and I've got it in my house. And I like to see Daniel. I love Daniel. It makes me think of Daniel. But Daniel was God's man. Daniel was God's man. Now, where do we go from here? You and I say, oh, those three Hebrews, they're still alive. They'll be in the resurrection. We'll see them someday. But you know, everybody looked at them because they hadn't burned up. And that was a good testimony. To whom do we look that hasn't burned up? We look to Jesus. And he did the greatest thing that anybody ever did. He went down into the dark grave. He went down into the sepulcher. They buried him. How long did he stay there, do you know? That's right, 3 days. And then he came back up. But to go into death and come back alive is greater than burning up in a furnace. The greatest thing that God has ever done for you and me is to raise Jesus from the grave. And where is Jesus now? He's up there, isn't he? He's in heaven. And when are you going to see Jesus? When? When he comes back. Or when we go through the door of death and we meet him. They had three Hebrews to look at. You and I have a risen Savior to look at. You and I have Jesus Christ, and he's our life, he's our hope, our strength. When you go to bed at night, do you say your prayers to Jesus? That's right, you keep on, don't you ever stop saying your prayers to Jesus. He's our miracle, he's our wonder. Now we have another story here in the 6th chapter of Daniel. I'm not going to give you that now, we'll have to close, but Daniel got thrown in a lion's den. The three men got thrown in a fire and they walked out. But Daniel got thrown in a den of hungry, brutal lions that love the taste of human blood. Daniel was put in a den with lions. You know what happened to the lions? They got lockjaw. Their jaws clammed up so they couldn't eat. And they couldn't even get a nice juicy bite out of Daniel. Daniel was there all night in the den with the Daniel, smelling him, looking at him, but wouldn't dare touch him. Who stopped the mouths of the lions and saved Daniel? Jesus. Daniel in the lion's den, and the lions wouldn't eat him up. Young people, you've got a long time to live. You've got a long time to live if the Lord doesn't come. And I want you to be like Daniel. Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to have a purpose true. Be like Daniel. And then the three Hebrews. Isn't that a good story? Daniel wrote it. Daniel knew all about it. And you know, I like Daniel. I really like Daniel. He was true. He obeyed his God. He didn't compromise. He always stood his ground. 3 times a day he went and prayed toward Jerusalem. There were the windows. They all saw him. They didn't like it. So they got something against him. But God took care of Daniel. God's going to take care of me. He's going to take care of you. Isn't that right? Now let us pray. Oh, Lord, our God, we thank thee for this account, this 3rd chapter of Daniel. We thank thee that Nebuchadnezzar found the true God and told all his kingdoms that the God of Daniel was the living God. And, oh, Father, we thank thee that these are the things that are precious in our hearts. So take care of us now. We have some great opposition. We have some great problems confronting us. And wilt thou enable us to be delivered and to give thee the praise and the honor and the glory that belongs to thee. Lord, we're all just little children. Except ye be as little children, ye cannot enter the kingdom. And if there be those here this morning that aren't saved, that haven't found this God of Daniel, may they find him. And may they be willing to obey and follow, even if there's only two or three of us together. Oh God, we thank thee that God is faithful, and we are his chosen. For Christ's sake we pray, amen. Now let us turn to hymn number 561, I Found a Friend, 561.